Drop. Now, in this week's edition of One on One, this time hosted by Rosie Johnston, we meet gallery owner Vít Havránek, who focuses on contemporary Central European art.
My guest today on One is Vít Havránek, head of the Transit Display Gallery in Prague. Vít opened up the space for contemporary art last November after working for many years at the National Gallery in Prague. He publishes and edits books of young Czech artists' work and has been charged with amassing one of the biggest collections of Central European art today by the Austrian bank Erste. I met him in the cafe of his new gallery to ask him a bit about the way he used the space.
So very briefly, we call the space Backstage for Contemporary Art. It's called Transit Display. It's the title of the space, but a kind of explanatory title is Backstage for Contemporary Art. And why we called it like this? Because it's not only a gallery where the art, contemporary art is exhibited, but there is another bunch of activities we are trying to offer to the people, which are connected with contemporary art, but are not necessarily like art itself. So we are also organizing lectures of architects, of historians of art, curators, artists. Then we are running here a small bookstore and small cafe where people can sit and consult or see on place the books and stuff related with contemporary art. And then we organize also projections. But main task of the space is to organize the exhibitions, of course.
Is there some sort of overarching theme that's going through all of the things that you've shown so far?
Yeah, we have a few topics, but one thing is that we are really interested in the also in the history of art, a little bit in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So what we are trying also to follow with our publishing program to kind of discover the artists from the 70s, for example, that are not known or that are important for contemporary art. So one of the topics of the gallery is connection of the really youngest generation with a bit older generation of artists. So this is one thing, and the other thing is more to follow an idea of contemporary art as a wide range of activities related with the music, with the sound art, with the theater in a way, with the cinema. So this is another line of things that we are somehow systematically trying to follow.
Okay. With what you were saying about going back to artists from the 60s and 70s, it seems like there's a bit of that happening sort of all over Prague at the moment. I know that recently there's been sort of 1970s fashion and this Husákovo triplus jedna, sort of 1970s interior design on display. Is that sort of quite trendy right now, you think, to sort of look at these parts of the past that were traditionally seen as maybe quite grotty? Mm.
Definitely it is trendy, and I think it's not only trendy, but it has a kind of strong meaning why it's trendy. Because I think, and it's a general, I think, problem, or not problem, but general issue of all Eastern Europe, all Central Europe, I would say it's this interest in the history, that we are always recounting and coming back and trying to understand what was the history, because we are somehow very strongly influenced by the historical events in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and we try to understand like actual situation through the understanding of the history. So this is the, I think it's trendy, but in the same time there is a strong meaning why, and that's it, I think.
In recent months, there's been a sort of increasing amount of pressure maybe on the head of the National Gallery, Milan Knížák. There's been a big petition, lots of artists and intellectuals in this city saying, you know, there needs to be a change at the top because he's sort of suffocating the gallery, isolating it. I mean, as someone who's in charge of a contemporary art gallery, do you think that's a fair comment?
Yeah, I signed a petition too, and I think it's completely right because I'm quite often invited to different lectures, conferences, and symposia, etc. And there is an outside view on the Czech Republic as National Gallery wouldn't exist at all, and it's supposed to be the main institution because budget-wise and also collection-wise, it's the key institution in Czech Republic, and it's not at all functioning on the international level. Yeah, so I think it's definitely right, and We should ask him to really reconsider and leave the institution somehow.
am I right in thinking that this space is in part contributed to by Erste Bank, and they're wanting sort of through this space to build up a very strong, very good collection of Central European art? I was just wondering if you could tell me, in terms of Central European art, is the main unifying factor of what is contemporary Central European art just the fact that it was made in Central Europe? Or would you say there are other things that maybe things that are being made in this part of the world today have in common?
Yeah, it's somehow very, very good and important question. And it's not easy to answer, but basically I think at least we got rid of this idea of East European art, which is similar kind of signification. And the interesting thing is, if you use, for example, this title Eastern European art, then first you look on the art as on the ethnographical object, which means that it's an object that's supposed to tell you something about the ethnography more than about artistic. And I think Central European art, it's more relevant because there is no such a ethnographical demand coming from Central Europe. It's just kind of geographical. And basically, yes, I would agree, yes, it's just a technical denomination of art coming from certain region, which doesn't have, I think, necessarily kind of basic characteristics, aesthetical characteristic or formal characteristics of something.
Would you say, however, that there are some predominant trends maybe right now in art that is being made, say, by Czechs, by Austrians, by Hungarians, etc., or not even that?
Yeah, I think that there is what I said. For example, there is one very strong interest in the history. For example, if you look to the Hungarian art, for example, group like Little Warsaw, or to the Polish art, even like Wilhelm Sasnal or different artists, they are very much wondering about the history and working with certain very precise historical events or topics, or also the same in Czech art. So there is a certain general interest about where we are coming from, what is our past, what is our past, and how it influenced the actual situation somehow.
Okay. You were saying at international symposia and at different conferences, very often people have this idea that the Czech National Gallery is not sort of a very sort of major big hitter in the international art world. Would you say Czech art in general is?
I wouldn't say this for sure. There is a certain phenomena of Polish art, for example, cooperating, because it's related with art market, and I think also it's related with the size of the country, because Poland, it's quite a huge country, and so there is no such a phenomena as Czech art, but it's much, what happened in the last year, it's much more liberal in a way that there are really strong artists that are part of the international context somehow, and it doesn't matter if they are Czech or if they are Hungarian or if they are German. So it also it's a result of the political development. We are already part of the European Union, so suddenly we are not so exotic as we were in the 90s.
When you have a day off and you want to go and look at a nice painting or two in Prague, where do you go? What's your favorite gallery, just as a visitor in Prague?
It's a good question. No, but I don't have a favorite place. I wouldn't say I go to the place. I would say that I'm more looking to the exhibitions and to the what is going on. And I would go as well to Rudolfinum as well to the Prague Castle if there is an interesting exhibition. So I think I don't have a favorite space, but I try to go to this, also to the small galleries, and to see, for example, Karlin Studios is an interesting space, or Futura, for example, independent non-profit spaces that are having good contemporary art exhibitions.